Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Aribike.
Holy Spirit, continue with us. We want to continue in this atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm standing on the protocol. Thank you, Pastor, for the privilege. Thank you, my husband. I'm not taking it for granted. On Wednesday, when we finished from church, as we were going on, this week I was still writing exams and everything. So I just thought of it. I said, you need rest though. So in the car, I say, see, this is my week. I'm the pastor in charge for this Sunday. So, sir, you will take over the kitchen. From Thursday, I will not go there again. He was like, I say, now, when you are preparing for Sunday, we don't disturb you. So now that I want to prepare for Sunday, I don't want disturbance too. He said, I said, that's so. And one of my daughter too, she's writing exam. He said, thank God I have partner. So two of them have been taking care of us. From Thursday to now. And I know it will continue. I've really rested from what do we eat. In fact, on Friday I have to call. Come on, Glory, hurry up and come back home. So that I can eat. He said, give the phone to my partner. And then they start negotiating. I really enjoyed myself from Thursday to now. Thank you, my husband. I'm not taking it for granted. Thank you. And his partner, thank you too. We are grateful. Hallelujah. We've talked during first and second service what bones are. And we've seen the importance of bones. How important bones are in our life. We are made to understand that when we don't have bone, most especially the backbone, things do not work well as you want in the family. Things do not work well even in the society. But then, this backbone needs to be taken care of. If the bone is not taken care of, activities cannot go on smoothly. The bone can break down. The bone might not be productive. Normal body bone are well nourished by what we eat, supplied with blood vessels. It nourished itself with what we eat and even with blood supply. And then we, as a backbone, we are most important in the society and we need to be taken care of. If you look at bone, the backbone that we are talking about is not standing on its own. It's connected to other bones. First and second service, we say we have up to like 206 bones in our body. But they are connected together. If you look at your backbone, it's there like that. It comes to the front to join with the ribs. Yeah, and then down with the pelvic bone to ask every other organ. So the backbone does not do things alone. Backbone work with the other bones in the body as team to carry out activities. As backbone of the family, we need other team members to cooperate with us so that we can continue to move smoothly and make things happen the way God wants it. Teamwork as family is very, very key. Teamwork at home is very, very important. I just shared my testimony of my teamwork during the week, and how it has really helped me out. If not, what happened to the bone? The bone will worn out. If you look at it, even God wants our spirit and our soul to be nourished. God wants our spirit and our souls to be nourished. We will not read them, but you can write them down. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Exodus 20, 8 to 11. Psalm 4 verse 8, Psalm 3 verse 5, Psalm 46, verse 10 to 11. You can read them when we get to them. Backbone needs to be nourished in different ways. What are the ways in which backbone needs nourishment? Communication with the Lord, communion with the Lord. We can do nothing on our own without the help of God as a backbone. We need to talk regularly with God through hearing Him, through studying the Word of God. These are the ways in which we can live healthy spiritually. We communion with God. What does He have to tell us? Through the Bible. What can He tell us? Through the help of the Holy Spirit. It helps us to move freely, even in our daily activities. It helps us to know what is going on around us. Because when you talk with God and you walk with the Holy Spirit and you walk with Jesus Christ, whatever that wants to happen, it is being revealed to you. And it makes the walk of the backbone easier. And that is why some of us are backbone. Before something happens, it is being revealed. Before anything happens, you already know. We are talking one last week, 2 weeks ago with my daughter, my children are home. And we are talking about daddy's birthday and the rest. You're like, you can't cook a surprise mommy. Because she will even tell you everything, how you will plan for it. At times, I will go to them, you are planning to do this. If you do like this, see us. And they will be like, what is wrong? But it is because of the relationship of the Holy Spirit. Tells you ahead of things before it happens. Then backbone needs to take care of its physical look. Backbone needs to take care of its physical look. We say we need cooperation from our family to cooperate with us so that we work together as a team to take care of ourselves. But how do you take care of your physical look? You need to look fresh. You need to take care of your health. Your health is important. Don't just say, oh, this headache that I'm having, I believe it's because I've been shouting too much. Let me take paracetamol, it will go away. It's better you go to the root of that headache and see what is going on. And as backbone, you don't need to wait until you begin to have headache before you even go for medical checkup. Backbone, you've labored, you've walked. Once in a while, go and check yourself. Surrender yourself to them in the hospital. I'm just here for medical checkup. I want to know I am faring. Backbone needs to ensure that she maintains hygiene. Cleanliness is holiness to God. Backbone should maintain hygiene. You shouldn't be the type that when we get to your house, to breathe will be something else. We just want to do pa-pa-pa, hurry up and leave, and say we have another place going. Or even as you are sitting beside us, we are just trying to hold our breath. God, let this service finish. So that we leave this person. Hygiene is very, very important. You need to take care of your physical look. You know the way you appear. That is how you'll be addressed. I believe we all know that. So you need to take care of yourself. Remember, if you don't take care of yourself, who will? So you need to do that. Then take care of your emotion. Take care of yourself emotionally as a backbone. What are those things that trigger your emotions? Could it be anger? Could it be happiness? Could it be joy? You know, some people, when they are happy, they will just start crying. That is how they show their emotions. Some, when they are in pain, instead of them to cry, they will be laughing. Some of them, in fact, they will be sleeping. God has blessed some of us with that. When there is issue, that is when we sleep like a baby. In fact, small thing, if you are talking to me, I'm gone. So, that is how some people express their emotion. But it's good to express, but it's good to put it under control. Take care of your emotion needs. Don't keep it. Don't bottle it up. Don't hide it. They say, I'm the backbone. I should not disappoint them. And you are dying slowly. Emotionally. If anything happens, life continues. Those people you are standing in for, they continue with their life. After some months, after some weeks, they take a U-turn and continue with their normal life. And that is why backbone needs to take care of our emotions. Take care of their stress. Take care of your stress. Take care of your stress. Look for a way to observe rest. It is very, very important. Mental health. Take care of your mental health. Is there anything that is troubling you? If you have anybody you can confide, speak out as backbone. Don't just buckle everything up. And then to be like, but I saw this person so today. What happened? But this person was looking healthy. You need to take care of your mental health. It helps a lot. Self-care, mentally, medically, socially, is very, very important for you. You don't just ignore yourself and then let things happen negatively. You need to take care of yourself. Be the prophet of your life. Live healthy. Make yourself happy. Look good as a backbone. Because if anything happens to you, those that you are taking care of, it will affect them. And you need to take care of yourself before you can think of taking care of others. Then respect yourself as backbone. Respect yourself. Give yourself peace. How do you respect yourself? Stop looking out for who does not look out for you. It's not compulsory. You've tried to be friend with this one. It's not compulsory that you have 100 people around you and you have to be perfect with 100 of them. You will kill yourself. So stop looking out for those who are not looking out for you. Respect yourself and stop begging. Stay within your lane. Stay within your means. Be at peace with yourself. Don't say what others are doing. You must measure up with them. Respect yourself. Then stop saying what is more than necessary. They ask you to say something. Say it. Don't exaggerate. Because before you know, you are talking. What you're not supposed to say at that time, you are vomiting it out. Before you know, you want to con line. With truth, you mix them together like rice and beans. It's not done that way. Then, don't eat more than what others are eating from you. Don't eat more than what others are eating from you. Respect yourself. Yeah, they are giving you, but don't make it their duty. Don't make it is their responsibility. Don't make it you are entitled to it. When they give, they are giving you with grace. Appreciate it and learn to give too. Then reduce how you visit. Your home is there. Your work is there. You are in office, from office. You are supposed to go, sorry, I quickly branch Mrs. Ade's as I will soon be around. And Mrs. Ade is giving you sign that, me, I want to cook. Me, I want to enter the kitchen. But you are there. Moving to where you are not respected. You visited someone 1, 2, 3 times. They did not return it. Are you supposed to go again? It means you are not welcome. Sit in your house and respect yourself. Stop entertaining gossip. And before you talk, think very well. Think before you utter a word. So that anywhere you go, you are asked to repeat what you have said. It will be easy for you to say it. And please, again, always look your best as a backbone. It's not necessary until you put something that is 1 million before you look your best. Look how gorgeous we are today. It's only us that know our secrets, but we look our best. Please, look your best and make yourself happy. At times, if I dress and nobody talk, I will ask my husband, you didn't see me? Is he not looking beautiful? At times, I go to the mirror, fine girl. You know, encourage yourself. Look your best. Some days ago, my daughter was like, Mommy, you know you are beautiful. I took it off from there. I start praising myself. Of course, I know. I start telling them story. They were like, you are beautiful. What is now? Talk. I said, no. Let me let you know that I know that I look beautiful. So respect yourself, look good, Acknowledge yourself. Respect your time. Respect your time. Whatever you do, have time for them. Procrastination kills time. And it brings trouble in the home. You have sat down. You are from office. You came back home. Instead of you to do the next thing, you are busy gisting. Before you know, all your family, they are looking somehow. Hunger has come. This woman is gisting. Just one more thing. Just one more thing. Respect your time. Be time manager. It's not that when you wake up in the morning by 5, you begin to think, okay, so what will I cook this morning? Okay. You enter the kitchen, you are roaming around. Oh, what do I do? Okay. What will they take to school? Okay. After the breakfast, what will he take to office? There should be timetable. You should know what to do per time. It saves time. It saves you stress. Then, I said again, don't stay in a relationship that you are not respected. We've talked about that you should give more than you receive. Don't go to where you are not invited. And treat people with dignity and respect. Treat people with dignity and respect. Take care of your spiritual life. Don't take your career for granted as a backbone. What you do, others are there doing it. We have different competitors outside, and don't take them for granted. Is it in your business? Be good at it. In your place of work, position yourself such that you will be important. Know what your strengths are in your work and take advantage of that strength and use it well. And then assume responsibility. Don't share your responsibility. Don't blame others for your failure. Assume responsibility. And again, as backbone, please let us be professional in all that we do. Let us be professional in all that we do as backbone. You're going to work. You're supposed to resume by 8. And it is that 8 that you leave your house. Or 7:45. As if you are the one that owns the road. And then you get to work. It's you. Every day you have one complaint or the other. It shouldn't be part of you. Today you come. If you see what happened on the road today, not only you. The same road they were, you plant is the same road they were coming from. Punctuality in the place of work is very key. In your place of work, whatever you do, dress appropriately. I can't imagine myself, maybe I'm invited to a place, or let's say in school for inter-house sports, and then I wear my high heel, tie my gele, wear my rambuba. Is my dress matching what I was invited for? So please be professional in your place of work. Respect yourself the way you dress. Dress appropriately. Then watch your tongue in your place of work. You are moving from this table to that table. You get to office, you open your laptop, you keep it down. And then before you know, you are moving down. If you see our Mother's Day on Sunday or more, if you see my gele, from there, you move to that. And what are you eating? By the time you look up, it's 1 p.m. You've done nothing in the office. You are not productive. You are busy moving from one place to another. Before you know, when something happened in the office, they'll say, go and call her. She was there. What kind of testimony is that? She was part of them. No, you were there. Even the one that happened 2 days ago, Shebi, you said, it shouldn't be what should be found among us as Christians and children at the Citadel of Impact. And then we should ensure that we are polite. We should control our anger in our place of work. And then we should try and maintain confidentiality. You are in a place of work. Whatever concerns you, stay on your lane. You have opportunity to move close to your guys. You are the HR of your office. You have everything in your hand. And then you are moving. Sister Dorcas. If you know what the management is planning for Brother Chinna, You won't believe it. Well, I won't tell you the details. You will soon hear as a nature. You have the opportunity of hearing what others are saying in the office concerning the work, and you are there broadcasting it. Please keep your mouth. Don't share office confidentiality. It is very, very key. And then make sure you get your job done. Do your to-do list. Do what makes you to leave your house from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Do it neatly and go straight home. Remember, workplace is a marketplace where everybody have gone to do what? To look for their daily bread. So do that thing you are meant to do there. And then move ahead. Manage your finance as backbone. Manage your finance. I believe women should be the best people to be able to manage their finance at home. But if it's otherwise, then something is wrong. We should be able to manage our finance. Know what projects you are doing at the time at home. Discuss it with your family. Sit together, have discussion. What you cannot afford, don't stress yourself doing it. Don't copy people. Manage your finance. Don't say, this Ashebi, I must buy it. It's not compulsory. One day the Ashebi will turn to rag. But what happens to the money? The money is gone. Manage your finance. Be a financial manager. It's very, very key. Know what your budgets are. Live within it and be at rest with your family. Please. These are little things that bring injury to the backbones. These are things that make backbone to be weary. These are things that make backbone not to function well. But if you take care of all these necessary aspects, you see that life begins to work for you smoothly in the way God wants it, in the way you need to be. Please take care of yourself as backbone. Rest. Sleep. Sleep. Eat good food. Take at least 2 minutes to take care of yourself. It is very, very key. It is very, very important. Don't wait until that big money comes for you to go out of your house to go and rest. You can rest in your house. There are ways to do it. You can be in public transport as you are going, instead of you opening that phone, pressing and pressing. Just use that 10 minutes from your house to that place. Sleep. You have observed your rest. In the night when you are supposed to be sleeping, don't get busy with phone and checking things that are not important to life. Please, backbone. Let's live healthy. Let's live normal so that we can enjoy our own life to fullness. Let's live so that those that are looking up to us, we will not disappoint. This is what I have to tell us as backbone. Please, daddies, children, uncle, auntie, backbones, at times we need rest and ensure we observe it. Even when we don't do it, force us to do it and encourage us. Encouragement is very, very key. As backbone, we need encouragement. Just well done. You are doing well. Just pat at the back. You can imagine when you do something well and somebody hug you and pats you at the back. You have decided that in the house today, me, everybody will eat indomie. But that just pat you at the back. Before you know that, any bum, bum, you are panting yam. Just well done. So we need encouragement from you, please. It's very, very important. We are important in your life. We are important to our life. We are important to the kingdom of God. Help us to live long. Cooperate with us. Let's work as team. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this moment. Thank you because you are taking care of us. Thank you, Father, because none of us will be found wanting. We give you praise, Lord, for you are God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
I think I have a new slang for the next 1 year. Respect yourself. Please tell somebody, respect yourself. Tell another person, respect yourself. If there's anything I'm taking away from this one, respect, stay in your lane. The one where no concern, you know. I bet, wait till they talk before I come. What did they happen there? No, be your business. Respect yourself. Let them not call you Amebo. Say, in on the come, in on the come. Then they change topic. Some people, I've met people and I'm afraid. Some people, you have been in an area 10 years before they came. They spent only 3 months. They know the names of everybody, their children's school, the things they do, the things they like, where they are from, every history. There are some of us, some of them in this church. Everything they know. They are good evangelists, but they have never evangelized before in their life. They have the gifting of making friends easily everywhere they go to. But their own is for Amebo. It's time for us to tell them. Respect yourself. Respect yourself, rest. Pastor Abiodun Aribike, hear the word of the Lord. Respect yourself and rest. Next Sunday, I will not come to church. I want to start respecting myself. respect yourself. I beg you. Don't compare yourself to another person. Respect yourself. Don't use a new cloth every 3 months. Some can afford it. Respect yourself. Hello, are you here? Don't let anybody force you to do what is not in your power to do. What do you do to yourself, friends? Respect yourself. So mothers in the house, before I lead you in prayer, I am telling you from this angle, all around to this place, up. Make una respect yourself. So if you hear me tell you, respect yourself, you are crossing your boundary. Let us respect ourselves. Luke chapter 1, 26. We'll read and then I'll just be raising prayer points for you to pray. Are we ready? Luke chapter 1, verse 26. The person upstairs, respect yourself. Okay, I think we are good to go. Okay. There comes a time when God sent help to us. When God remembers us. For Mary, it was in the sixth month. But for you, it is on the Mother's Day. When the Lord remember, lift your right hand up and say today, Lord, remember me. Can you pray for yourself? Oh Lord, remember. Remember me. Remember me. Oh Lord, remember. Remember me. Tell the Lord the area where you want him to remember you. Can we pray for the mothers in our church? Say, oh Lord, arise. Remember the mothers. Oh Lord, arise. Visit the mothers in this house. Oh Lord, we ask that you remember the mothers. We ask that you will visit the mothers. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise. Visit my wife. Visit my wife. Visit my wife. Visit my daughters. Visit my daughters. Every mother figure in my life. Oh Lord, arise and visit them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And when God remember, he sent an angel. I pray for everyone here, especially mothers. You will not be stranded. The Lord will always send angelic help for you. Angelic help for you. Angelic help for you. Angelic help for you. In the name of Jesus. You know, physically, angels don't appear like angels spiritually. They appear like human beings. That's why the Bible says, do not forsake to entertain strangers. By doing that, some had encounter with angels. I need you to know that if you are a Christian, at a point in time of life, you have seen an angel, but he does not have wings. He's a human being. Watch how you treat people. Some have mistreated the angels of their help. I'm not talking about human beings that are good that we call angels. I'm talking angels of angels, angels of God.
that have come in human form to you. When a man is good, we call them angels. I'm not talking about that. Every child of God here has encountered angels before. Everyone. It's just that the Lord did not open her to see that that is an angel. Treat people with dignity. We have heard that. Respect yourself. Treat people with dignity so that the help that God sends to you, you will not with your own hand send them away. Therefore, we pray that you will not miss angelic help in this season. In the name of Jesus. No matter how the angel appears, you shall recognize that it's the time of your help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. 27, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. So God knows your address. He knows your name. And the help you need part time. Heavenly Father, I pray for my people. Especially the mothers in this house. You know their addresses. You know their names. This year, to the next Mother Day, every help they need, let the help locate them wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I pray for you this year, at the right time, at the right place, you will not lack help. May help locate you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 28, one of my favorite scriptures. In the third year, third, fourth year, and 50 of the church. Keep saying it. Give me a new King James. Third, maybe second, third, fourth year of the church. When we finish the church, that's what we say. In those days, you will see it as screensaver of church members. Everywhere, we were saying it. And what is it? You are highly. The angels came and looked at the woman and said, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And blessed. Lift your right hand line. Can I say, as a mother, here, can I hear your voice? Say, I am. Say, I am highly favored. Say, the Lord is with me. Say, blessed am I among the people, among all women. You are. Can I hear you chant it? I am highly favored. I am highly favored. You are. You are highly favored. You are. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. One of the reasons why I don't take confession most of the time that is because you can become so familiar with it that you don't understand the power of confession. I believe so much in confession. In fact, I would have loved us to be taking confession every Sunday. But sometimes you get used to it that you don't know the power of confession. When God comes and says you are highly favored, you better take it that you are. Mothers, let me tell you this. In the next 1 year, you will not weep, you will not sorrow. You will not be stranded. The favor of the Lord shall work for you. The favor of the Lord shall work for you. The favor of the Lord shall work for you. The favor of the Lord shall work for you. In the name of Jesus. See, you know the truth. Look at Ezekiah. Isaiah came. And you know, prophets like Isaiah, if they tell you something, go. Go and sleep. If they say you are dead, you are dead. The prophet came and spoke to him and said, prepare your house, you are about to die. The man turned back and said, oh Lord, remember this. Oh Lord, remember that. Oh Lord, remember that. And Isaiah was still in the palace. You know, palaces are big. So he was about maybe getting to the gate. The Lord told him that the plan has changed. Go back and tell this man, I have added how many years? 15 years. Now listen to me attentively. The trick. So you go to somewhere, somebody speaks to you. Anyhow, it's not the time to cry and start complaining. It's the time to do what Ezekiah did. Oh, Lord, remember, on Mother's Day, you told me that I am highly favored. The Lord is with me. And blessed am I. Have you gotten the trick for 1 year now? Have you gotten the trick? Whatever happens to you, let this scripture be in your mouth. Oh, Lord, remember your word. That word? I can't hear you. The Lord is with you. Did you hear that? I said the Lord is with you. You know, most of the time when the Lord is with you, you don't feel it. Some of my most powerful ministration in church, I had no feeling of the presence of God. In fact, I was under pressure. Some of my most effective ministration in church, I never had an altar of God be by my side. I never had any feeling of God. I never had any sense, any good people. I never had anything. I never saw any vision. The God did great things. Many times you will not hear him by your side. You will not see him by your side. But he is there continually by your side. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, mothers, do you understand what I'm saying? Because some of us grew up among ladies and we understand all these things. We can dance short now. When you leave that place now, cry, cry. They will start saying something that goes against every dance they have danced today. Be sure that you are not going to be saying all those, hey. Instead of, hey, what are you going to say? I am. The Lord is with. And blessed am I. Blessed are you among the women. In the name of Jesus. You know Proverbs 31:28 that today's pastor read. Is it 28 or 27? He said, your children shall call you blessed. Your children shall call you blessed. Why? Blessed are you among the women. But I'm saying it's not only your children that will call you blessed. Everybody around you will see you. And they shall call you blessed. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, by this scripture, we ask that the favor of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, and the blessedness of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus, let the blessing of the Lord surround you. Let the favor of the Lord go ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, let the help of God be available for you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 29, and the woman was troubled by that saying. I pray for everyone here. Any word you have heard anywhere that is troubling you, any situation troubling our mothers, let the Lord resolve those situations. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand. I give you 30 seconds. Tell the Lord any situation. Whatever is troubling you, every health issue, every family issue, every children issue, every wisdom issue, every work issue, whatever the issues are, whatever is troubling you, let the Lord arise and trouble whatever is troubling you. The Lord brings solution to that thing troubling you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 30, and the angel said something wonderful that we need to tell our mothers every time. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for it repeated again, you are found. How can your name be favored and you are afraid? If there is something we have to tell our mothers, your husband will not die, your children will not die. You will not go hungry. Stop thinking about death when we come home late. Stop killing us in your imagination. Stop troubling yourself. Do not be afraid. Fear not. You woke up in the morning, you prayed. You told the children that God can do mighty things. And then you call the husband. Phone is not available. And what you start thinking about is death. Why now? Are you working in the mortuary? It's not a laughing matter. Don't let the devil play tricks on you. Remember, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you and blessed are you. This cannot be your testimony. And anything evil can happen to your loved ones anyhow. It cannot be. stop the devil from playing with your mind. Are we here? Hello, are we here? There was a young lady in our church those days that got married, and 2 months after, she refused to go out. 2 months after, she does not go out. 1 year, she does not. In fact, for a year, by 2 months and plus after the wedding, it was the husband going to the market, doing everything. What was the issue? She was always afraid. 2 months, everybody is looking at her that you have not gotten pregnant. You have not gotten pregnant. You have not gotten pregnant. And everybody is against him. So whenever he's going, he will just, and somebody is like, ah. And she was now afraid of people. The devil took over everything. I had to go home and talk to her and pray for her. And I said, you must be like that also. That when people get married, you are looking for their stomach. Now you have gotten married, you think everybody is against you. We thank God, miraculously God did it. They have a child and all those things. Fear can kill you. I've seen mothers dying before their time. When somebody says, ah, I want to tell you, say, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, before he has fallen down. By the time they complete the sentence, it has only to do with his family. What is your problem, mothers? I beg, respect yourself. We come today. Every fear in you, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Everyone that prays on the woman uses fear. It's fear. Therefore we come. Every word of fear that has been spoken to you, let them be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. We cancel fear by the blood of Jesus. Lift your hand and pray for yourself. Say, I cancel fear. Say, every spirit of fear. Now mention that fear. Mention that fear. That fear. Fear of loss. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. Fear of losing my children. Every fear of hunger. Fear. Every fear. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Every fear. Every torment of fear. Every torment of fear. Every torment of fear. Mate kerite tele boko ria katada. Makata kariboko e kete ketele e riketele boko ria katada. Naka ria kadedede boko ria. Naka ria katada bakata. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke fear. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. That thing, that child, that thing, that resources that God gave you, the enemy can never take them away from your head. Can I hear your amen? You will not lose anything precious to you. In the name of Jesus. Rather than losing, let there be an increase for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 31. Let's pray. It says, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name. Women are the only people that have wombs, and they can conceive a lot of things. But most of the time, we conceive bad, and we conceive positive. But as women of TCI, you have to make up your mind to always conceive good, positive things. Because you have a spiritual womb and a womb. And what you think about more has a tendency of coming to pass, just like your children. So you must conceive the right thing. That is one. Number two, you must be careful not to play what only the Holy Spirit can do. This is not only for women. I have a colleague in the office. When anything happens, he will give a reason to it. When anything happens. Last week, I told him about something. I forgot it. He said, I know, it is Mr. Dixon that caused it. I said, this thing that I did not give you the whole information, that I know everything about, this what happened, I'm not supposed to give you different, but I've always told you that your mind will put you into trouble. Anything that happens, he will attribute it to somebody. There's always an imaginary enemy somewhere. And many women are like that. They are conceiving. Conceiving. What you are supposed to use to conceive better things, you are using conceive. Is that man? Is the one against me? No wonder he did not respond when I greeted him. I entered his car once. He did not carry me again. He felt his car is the best car in the world. He feels we are the poor people, so we cannot enter the car. Change your mind. This one, I'm talking to everybody in church. Poverty has a way of affecting your thinking that you think any poor person, another poor person, that is doing a little bit better than you is your enemy. That is why the rich people always use the poor against one another. A rich man sees another rich man, he goes to ask for advice. Oh boy, how do we make more money? When you see a poor person become a little bit poorer and become a little bit better in his poverty, he wants to do a better pass my neighbor. If we help each other, we'll move forward. But let's talk about this. Please, can we conceive great things? Now, whatever you conceive now concerning your children, concerning your husband, concerning yourself, shall come to pass. Because you are a woman. The one that has the womb that conceives. It's just that you have not been taught that you can conceive good things from your womb, spiritual womb, for your family. So if you are always thinking evil about your husband and you never tell him, it will not be better for your husband. Because you have been conceiving it for him. Just like you carry a baby in the womb. And you know what? After conceiving it, both of you will suffer the punishment together. You need to start conceiving new things. Bow down your heads. What do you want for your family? You first, not your husband first. Talk about his mother's day. What do you want God to do for you? Let there be a conception. Let there be a conception. You first. What do you want God to do for you? You first. Many times when we rest prayer, our mothers, always good mothers, pray for every child, pray for husband, pray for everybody, and they forget to pray for themselves. I'm here to tell you, pray for yourself today. Conceive that thing, think about it. Tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. Tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. Tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. As you have said it, may the Lord do everything you have said and asked for speedily for you. In the name of Jesus. Please open your eyes and look at me. Everything you conceive, write them down. Write them down. Put it in your Bible. If you still have one. Because I know most of you have thrown away your Bible. There is screen church for you once in a week. 1.5 hours. You come and check. They write it down. Put it somewhere. Are we here? Everything you prayed about, write it down. Write them down. Write them down. In a quarter, in the next 3 months, let everything you have prayed about, let them begin to find fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. We will not jump without praying this. It's still about conception. Can we lift our 2 hands together as a church and just decree together? Say, everyone waiting for a baby, everyone waiting for the fruit of a womb, oh Lord, let there be a release by angelic help in this house, in this church. Everyone waiting for a baby, everyone praying for a baby, everyone expecting a baby, everyone expecting a baby. Let there be a release for them. Maria katele boko ria kata. Rakata kata karebo kote. Ezete keri ketele bo. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I have discovered my time is fast spent, but I'll pray one more. I want us to read one more and pray about that because it's one of my favorite scriptures. Verse 35 of Luke 1. Verse 35 of Luke 1. You know, if you are in verse 34, you will see Mary asking, how shall this thing be? And the answer of the angels is what? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Listen to me. Everything you desire, a relationship with the Holy Spirit can make them available for you. Everything you desire. Whatever you desire.
In fact, the answer to many of the things
is the Holy Spirit. We have time to chat. We have time to browse. We have time for TikTok. We have time for gossip. But we don't have time for the Holy Spirit. So because of that, NYSC, now your whatever continues. Why? Because we don't have time for the Holy Spirit. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say, everything in God that I desire, say, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Make them available. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Everything I desire in God.
Everything I desire in God. Everything I desire in God. Everything I desire in God. Holy Spirit, overshadow my life.
Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. And make them available. Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. And make them available. Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. And make them available. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand here. May Jesus, the burden bearer, bear your burdens. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is a weight that is too heavy for you, that you are still carrying, let by the power of the Holy Spirit, let that weight be carried away. In the name of Jesus, every battle of envious people hovering over your head, let that battle be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we break the horn of wickedness over your life. In the name of Jesus, let the confidence of your enemies be shattered. In the name of Jesus, let there be desolation and destruction in the camp of every power causing delay in your life. In the name of Jesus, every power turning your glory to shame, let them perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus, we release the 10 plagues of Egypt against any power troubling your existence. Can I hear amen in the house? In the name of Jesus, may the Lord make you a blessing. May the Lord bless everything around you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord shower you with his blessings in this season. In the name of Jesus, may you be fruitful in everything that concerns you. In the name of Jesus, be fruitful in everything that you do. In the name of Jesus, in this land you shall be saved. No harm shall befall you. No pestilence shall come near your dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord break the band of a wicked upon your life. In the name of Jesus, may the yoke of a wicked be destroyed in your life. In the name of Jesus, may blessings begin to pursue you. May favor pursue you. In the name of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, I come today and I decree concerning your existence, your living, that you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And blessed are you among the people. Can I hear you shout, I am highly favored. You are not shouting like a blessed. Can I hear you shout, let's go, I am. All the grandmas in the house, the Lord remembers you. The Lord strengthens you. The Lord gives you good health. In the name of Jesus, no pain, no suffering. In the name of Jesus, may your health be excellent. In the name of Jesus, at your old age, you will not weep over with your children. You will not cry over with your children. You will not beg to survive. In the name of Jesus, your prayers and your desire over your children, they shall all come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody said there is out of women that came out, there was a boy there. And said that's the head boy. So,
Where is Pastor Yinka Jala? Okay, please, from today, address him appropriately as Pastor Yinka Ajala. Appropriately. Do we understand that? Okay, so Big Daddy is an insult now. Say, Pastor Big Daddy. Pastor Big Daddy is better. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say a big thank you to the women for all that you do. I ask that the Lord will remember you over and over and over again in the name of Jesus. I think my favorite prayer this year has been the Lord remember you. The Lord, I don't know the reason why, but for everyone that has been forgotten, may the remembrance of the Lord be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.